When the Virginia Education Association moved into a historic home built in 1847 and later occupied by an insurance company, employees found a mysterious work of Chinese art, a large portrait painted on sill.
It was in the building when Atlantic Life Insurance bought it, and it was still in the building when we bought it in 1950.
But Joe Redford's boss recently decided to clean house, so she started doing research.
Our executive director had other plans for that wall, so he asked if I could find out if the Manchurian was worth much, and it was a fascinating experiment for me.
She talked with experts in Richmond who concluded the individual in the portrait was wearing imperial robes.
You can see where the gold has flecked away, but it's very detailed with fish and different symbols. Most of these are symbols of luck and prosperity, and only royal family members were allowed to wear a lot of these symbols.
Her next stop, one of the nation's best-known art auction houses, Freeman's in Philadelphia.
You may be interested to know it's actually hanging in our front window.
Asian art expert Richard Cervantes says antique ancestor portraits are common. American diplomats, missionaries, and teachers often bought them for a song in the 19th century. But this one was special. The yellow garb worn by the subject clearly suggested China's last, the Qing Dynasty, but this was not the emperor.
It's a woman, a consort or a princess or some member of the royal family.
Cervantes is still trying to find out who the mystery lady might be, but he thinks she'll fetch a fair price.
We have a current estimate of $4,000 to $6,000, and we typically keep our estimates conservative.
And after more than 150 years in Richmond, where might this portrait be going? Cervantes suspects she'll head back to China.
The Chinese arts market is at an unprecedented height, and Chinese buyers are bidding top dollar.
The Manchurian Lady goes up for auction on March 19. Sandy Houseman, WVTF News.